Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smutup and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Hey, bitches.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every week.
Every single week. Get on over there.
Yeah. And this first one comes from Lay_visiteur. And it's called, I get a vibrator stuck and my husband finds me in a pool of cum.
Oh, surprise.
And the tags are 30 female, 31 male, masturbation, missionary.
We love a good missionary.
The vibrator hummed in my hand, a steady low vibration that sent shivers up my spine. I bit my lip, trying to stifle the moan bubbling up from my throat as I pressed the toy against my clit. The sensation was electric, a delicious spark that made my toes curl and my thighs tremble, but something felt off. The vibrations weren't stopping. Just pull it away.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe it's a cursed vibrator. I don't know. I frowned, my fingers fumbling over the smooth surface of the vibrator. Click, click, click. The button should have turned it off by now, but the damn thing was still going, relentless and unyielding. My heart rate picked up, panic mingled with pleasure as I tried again. Click, click, click. Nothing. The vibrations only seemed to intensify, sending waves of pleasure coursing through me, making it harder to focus. Oh my god, what the hell? I whispered, my voice shaky as I tried to pull the vibrator away from my body, but it didn't budge.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know why this is just reminding me of that Goosebumps book where they get the mask stuck on their face.
Oh, yeah.
But with a vibrator on your vagina.
I would be losing my shit.
Yeah. It was like it had a mind of its own, glued to my sensitive flesh, vibrating against my clit with a fervor that was both overwhelming and intoxicating. I tugged harder, my nails digging into the toy's surface, but it wouldn't let go. My breath hitched, and a whimper escaped my lips as the sensations grew more intense. Okay, okay, calm down, I muttered to myself, trying to think logically. Maybe the batteries were stuck? Maybe it was some kind of glitch? I reached for the toy again, but this time, my fingers brushed against my own soaked folds, my arousal dripping down onto the sheets beneath me. The heat between my legs was unbearable, the pleasure building to a point where I couldn't think straight. My hips bucked involuntarily, chasing the sensation, even as my mind screamed for me to stop. No, 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 I panted, my body betraying me as the vibrator continued its relentless assault. I felt a pool of wetness beneath me, my juices mixing with the slickness of the toy, creating a sticky mess that only added to my desperation. My hands clawed at the sheets, my back arching as the vibrations hit a sweet spot that made my vision go blurry. And then, just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, the door creaked open. My heart stopped. Babe, you home? His voice carried through the house, deep and familiar. My husband. Shit.
Why are you saying shit, girl? Can you not masturbate? But I guess it would be a little weird to find your significant other just jacking it. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's like in turmoil because it won't come off.
That's true.
She's like, ah! I don't know. Maybe it would be weird. My words were cut off by a gasp as the vibrator pulsed harder, sending a jolt of pleasure through me that made my mind go blank for a moment. I could feel my orgasm building, despite my best efforts to hold it back. I'm in the bedroom, I managed to choke out, my voice high-pitched and raspy. Footsteps echoed down the hallway, growing closer with each passing second. My stomach twisted with a mix of anxiety and arousal. I tried to cover myself with the sheets, but my body was trembling so much that I could barely move. The vibrator was still going, relentless and unyielding, and I could feel my climax edging closer and closer, no matter how hard I tried to fight it. The door swung open, and there he was, my husband, tall and broad-shouldered, his dark eyes scanning the room before landing on me, his brows furrowed in confusion. Then his expression shifted as he took in the scene before him, me, sprawled on the bed, my legs spread, the vibrator buzzing between my thighs, my body glistening with sweat and arousal. What the fuck? He muttered, his voice low and rough. What the fuck are you doing?
She's like, I'm just having the time, okay?
Yeah, I don't think my husband would walk in and be like, what the fuck?
No, I think my husband would be like, oh.
You need some help?
Yeah, let me help you.
Just like that. That's what he sounds like.
Yep.
His gaze lingered on the toy, then traveled up to my face, his eyes darkening with something I couldn't quite place. Are you stuck? Yes, I... Another wave of pleasure hit me and I moaned, my back arching off the bed. It won't stop, I panted, my voice trembling. I tried to turn it off, but oh god, it's not working. Did he put like super glue on her vibrator? Because he seems like he's in on it.
He's like, I pranked you. Because how the fuck would you automatically be like, are you stuck? That would never be like something that I'd be like, oh my god, is it stuck in your pussy?
Yeah, like how can you not pull it away from you?
Yeah, it has to be like possessed or something. If we don't find out, I'm coming for you.
He stepped into the room, closing the door behind him with a soft click. His eyes never left me as he walked over to the bed, his movements slow and deliberate. Let me see, he said, his voice calm but laced with something else, something that made my stomach flip. I nodded frantically, my hands clutching the sheets as he knelt beside the bed, his fingers brushing against the vibrator. His touch was gentle, but the sensation was enough to send another wave of pleasure through me, and I whimpered, my hips bucking involuntarily. Fuck, he muttered, his voice husky as he studied the toy. It's really stuck. His fingers grazed my inner thigh, and I shivered, my body reacting to his touch even as I tried to focus on the problem at hand. What do you mean?
Are you yanking on it or what? Like,
is it stuck inside of her or on her? Because I think she's just using it on her clit. So what do you mean it's stuck?
Oh, shit. I don't know why I'm thinking of like a full-on dildo. I'm like, yank it out.
Maybe it's like one of the suction ones.
Oh, scary.
Oh, could you imagine if it was suctioned onto you and it wouldn't turn off?
And on your clit of all things?
Oh, of all the places.
Scary. Oh my god, no. This whole time I'm thinking like a fucking dildo.
I was thinking ghost.
Just pull it out.
Demon vibrator.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a suction, but I could be wrong and I hope we find out.
I really do hope we find out.
Can you get it off? I asked, my voice barely above a whisper. He didn't answer right away, his fingers moving slowly over the vibrator, pressing against it in different spots as he tried to figure out how to remove it. But the vibrations only seemed to intensify, and I couldn't hold back the moan that escaped my lips. His eyes flicked up to meet mine, and I saw the hunger in them, the raw desire that sent a jolt of heat straight to my core. I can try, he said, his voice low and rough, but it might take a while. What do you mean? I nodded again, my breath coming in short, shallow gasps as he leaned in closer, his breath hot against my skin. His lips brushed against my inner thigh and I gasped, my body trembling with anticipation. You're so fucking wet, he murmured, his voice sending shivers down my spine. His fingers traced the outside of my folds, gathering the slickness before sliding it up to where the vibrator was pressed against my clit. The combination of his touch and the toy's vibrations was too much, and I moaned, my hips lifting off the bed. Please, I begged, my voice shaky. I need you to... He didn't let me finish, his mouth capturing mine in a searing kiss that stole my breath away. His tongue explored my mouth, tasting me with a hunger that made my head spin. His hands roamed over my body, cupping my breasts, pinching my nipples, sliding down to grip my hips as he positioned himself between my legs. I've got you, he whispered against my lips, his voice low and promising. I'll take care of you.
He says, I'm gonna fuck ya, because now I'm horny.
But she's like in turmoil. And then, without another word, he thrust into me, hard and deep, his cock stretching me in the most delicious way. I cried out, my nails digging into his shoulders as he began to move, his hips slamming against mine with a rhythm that matched the vibrations of the toy. The sensations were overwhelming, the pleasure building to a point where I couldn't think, couldn't breathe, the vibrator pulsed against my clit, his cock filling me, his hands gripping my hips as he fucked me raw. My orgasm hit me like a tidal wave, my body convulsing with pleasure as I screamed his name. But he didn't stop. He kept going, his thrusts growing harder, faster, his own moans mingling with mine as he chased his release. I could feel him getting closer, his cock twitching inside me, his breath coming in short, ragged gasps. Fuck, I'm gonna, he growled, his voice strained as his hips stuttered, and then he was coming, his cock pulsing inside me, filling me with his warmth as he let out a guttural moan. We collapsed together, our bodies slick with sweat, our breaths mingling in the air. The vibrator was still humming, but I barely noticed, my mind and body completely spent. Well, he said after a moment, his voice laced with amusement, that was unexpected. I laughed weakly, my body trembling from the aftershocks of my orgasm. You could say that. He grinned, his fingers brushing brushing against my cheek as he leaned in to kiss me softly. We should probably figure out how to get that thing off you. Yeah, I murmured, my eyes fluttering closed, but not right now. He chuckled, his arms wrapped around me as he pulled me close. Fair enough.
What do you mean not right now?
Also, why was it stuck on you? Did someone put super glue on it? Is it possessed? Is it a suction cup?
I need to know. If you listen to this podcast, please tell us. Because, like, also, I'd be like, take me to the ER right now.
Also, I found this TikTok rabbit hole of something called PGAD.
What?
Yeah, it stands for Persistent Genital Arousal Disorder, where it just always feels like you're about to come. And it's like this debilitating chronic illness.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Uh-huh. Like, you don't come, and, like, if you do come, it doesn't help. You can't pee because your muscles are so tight down there. There was one girl who was saying that she got these, like, horrible, horrible headaches after she had an orgasm because of this. And, like, I went through the rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, my fucking God. That's what's gonna happen to this girl if she doesn't get that vibrator off of her vagina.
That sounds so scary. Are you born with it? Do you just develop it one day?
I think you just develop it.
Oh my God.
Could happen to anyone.
No. Don't play with your clit, anybody, okay?
It's not even from that. It just happens one day.
Fuck no. All right. And this next one comes from powerhungry_chihuahua. Right on.
Go off.
And the title is Finding the Secret Bathroom at the Hostel. And the tags are female 22, male ?? Oh, glory hole, unexpected masturbation. Glory hole. I'm excited for that.
I know. We haven't had a glory hole story.
Our first glory hole.
Yay. Charlotte and Riley's first glory hole.
Cute. I was visiting Amsterdam for a week and stayed at a fairly nice hostel. I went to the club one night and had a great time, danced with a lot of girls and even a couple guys. And, well, I get a little horny when I've been dancing with some liquor in me. But I sort of accepted my fate that I was not getting any that night.
Girl, I get it. When you're drinking and dancing. Yeah, stop at Taco Bell on the way. Eat it in bed, fall asleep.
Yeah, get a bean burrito. I went home with a few other girls from the hostel, and since I didn't have a room to myself, I decided to go take care of my horniness in the bathroom. So I thought that it would be smart to use the lobby bathroom since it wasn't used as much as the ones on my floor, especially so late at night. But when I step in, I see what is clearly a glory hole in my stall. It was a very nice glory hole. It almost looked like the stall came in this way. At first, I don't think much of it.
What do you mean it was a nice glory hole?
Yeah, what? It's not just a fucking hole in the wall? She's like, no, they like put some shit on it. It was smooth, crisp. How are glory holes even made, actually? How did those come about?
Someone brings a pocket knife and just... I don't know.
And they just think, I'm gonna stick my dick through this.
Yeah, and then someone's on the other side like, God, I hope someone sticks their dick through this.
I was wearing a romper, so I had to strip naked. Kind of convenient in this case. I started masturbating, thinking about the guys at the club, the girls at the club, and then eventually about the glory hole. The thought of being a glory hole slut was so thrilling. I'm pretty timid, so I wondered if I would even do it, but imagining myself do it was such a hot idea. A glory hole slut? Go off.
You just like stick your rump to it and then just hope something goes in?
You're like, I'm just gonna wait here, however long it takes. I was really feeling myself when all of a sudden someone came in. Fuck, I really thought I wouldn't be bothered over here. It's so late at night. Who else would come in here? They stand there for a second before walking into the stall next to me. My heart was racing. Was this actually happening? Should I be worried? Naked already? A deep voice hummed from the other side. Call the cops. Get out.
She wants to be a glory hole slut, she said.
That's true. Fuck, how does he see me? My mind was in a panic. I had removed my clothes from my legs to get comfortable, so I was completely naked except for the heels still on my feet. This is not what it looks like, even though it kind of was. I hear a zipper open. I couldn't believe it. That sound made me so horny. The thought of doing this was becoming exhilarating. What is up with me? Then I see a cock peek in.
Peekaboo.
Oh, scary. What does this look like? He asked. A dick, sir.
It's a penis.
Is this a rhetorical question? It had olive skin. A stubble grew at the base of his pelvis. He was circumcised, and his cock wasn't really hard, but it started to grow right in front of my eyes. It was mesmerizing. He just stuck his soft penis through the hole. Yeah. Wow. Brave.
Within a few seconds, it had grown to attention. I had said nothing. I was so captured by the moment that my silence was encouraging. I wasn't asking him to stop. I wanted him to continue. Fuck, am I going to do this? Something came over me. I got up from the toilet and crouched in front of this anonymous cock. I observed it up close, its veins, the shape of it, the way it ever did slightly lean to the right. I gave it a quick kiss on the head and it twitched. I giggled. I was so excited to please him, to be at his service, to be a slut. I reached for it with my hand. My hand covered half of his shaft. Slowly, I started to stroke him up and down. Mmm, he moaned. I placed my tongue on his underside, licking his frenulum. Oh, nice word usage. Then wrapping my lips around the head, I sucked on it a little, swirled my tongue around, then released. Ah, he mused. I licked it again. It twitched. I wrapped my mouth around it again, and I slowly went in as far as I could. Ugh, he grunted. Say words. Yeah, he's just like, ooh, yeah, me like. I released again, and now this stranger's cock was fully lubricated with my saliva. It was so naughty. The thought of that made me so wet. Now I wanted to see how fast I could make him come. I went back in, all the way to my throat, opening up to make it easy. Back and forth, I slammed his cock in and out, sucking on his head on the upstroke. My saliva spilled around the sides of my mouth. Oh, he moaned. I reached down and played with my pussy as I fought to keep myself from gagging. Fuck, you're such a good slut, he struggled to say. This is so much better than masturbating alone. I might even like this more than if I had gotten fucked that night. I slipped my finger into my pussy. I moaned. Yeah, that's right. I switched to using a hand to rub and twist as I focused my mouth on the top of his cock. Ah, fuck.
Ah, fuck.
Ah, fuck. He liked that even more. Every time he moaned, my pussy reached.
Reached? Reached where?
What is it reaching for? My saliva was dripping down onto my tits. The feeling was incredibly slutty. Fuck, I was getting close. I moaned into his cock. Yes, fuck, he grunted. I could feel his cock getting stiffer. I started to feel myself get over the edge, so I turned around and slammed his cock into my pussy. Fuck, I'm coming, I squealed. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
As my pussy convulsed on his cock, I felt warm spurts erupting inside. After a few seconds, he pulled out. Cum dripped down my leg. I heard him leave, and I sat there recovering. I cleaned up and went to bed satisfied. Girl, first of all, glad you had a great time. Go you. Second, that was unsafe.
That was unsafe.
He just fucked you raw. You don't know that man. You don't even know what he looks like.
No, and you let him cream pie you?
Yeah, you're a crazy, crazy girl.
Our next one is from Radiant_Code_3652. And it says they're a February 2025 contest winner.
Hell yeah.
And it's called a 5-star Uber. The tags are female 25, male 28, sexual tension, public, strangers to lovers, fingering, cowgirl, car sex.
Cowgirl in a car? Wow.
It's got to be like an SUV or something.
100% because that struggle on a bed.
Tinder dudes sucked. I'd washed my hair, shaved, lotioned, oiled, even used my expensive perfume. All that for nothing. 20 seconds, not even a minute. Lucy sounded horrified over the phone. Yeah, and that's not even the worst part, I grumbled. He didn't even offer to help me out after. Just said, thanks, have a good one. And he escorted me out like I was a fucking prostitute or human fleshlight.
20 seconds, that would be hard to overcome.
I mean, maybe her pussy's just that good.
That's true. It could be a compliment.
Yeah, it all depends on your perspective.
Yeah, but I mean, like, also, did he... Never mind. It doesn't sound like he took care of her, so never mind.
I don't judge. It happens, and it's a bit of an ego boost. But to drag a girl all the way out on a Friday night, then not offer to get her off afterwards? Criminal. Lucy shrieked so loud, I had to hold the phone away from my ear. I'm so sorry, she said. I feel like you should be able to seek monetary damages for that. That's what I'm saying, I grumbled. I seriously needed this. It's been a hellish week at work. I just wanted some release. I glanced up to see my Uber driver eyeing me in the rearview mirror, one brow slightly raised. It would have been unbearably awkward if he were some old guy, but he looked close to my age. Late 20s, maybe. Probably awkward for a whole other reason. Okay, yeah. Probably shouldn't be having this conversation right now, but who cares? I'd never see this guy again. Want to come by here? I'll give you a release. I knew she was kidding, but I was so achingly desperate, I would have taken just about anyone up on the offer right now. Thanks, but no thanks. I've got a date with an entire bottle of wine, some filthy erotica I saved on Reddit, and B.O.B., my battery-operated boyfriend, whose name was Simon, because Simon always did what I said. Oh, Simon Says, love that. If we ever get there, that is, I muttered. We've been in standstill traffic for almost 15 minutes. Lucy and I chatted for a couple more minutes, then I hung up.
and back to an awkward silence. I huffed when another 5 minutes had passed, and we'd literally moved 1 foot forward. Bad traffic, my driver, Taylor, I think, said. Some construction and a bad accident, I think. Yeah, and it's Friday. It happens, I sighed. Don't worry, I won't take it out on your tip. He laughed. Thanks, I appreciate it. Silence again, save for the futile honking of horns, until Taylor cleared his throat. Sorry your date didn't go too well, he said. Guy sounds like a real asshole. I glanced up, finding the driver looking at me through the rearview mirror. Yeah, I sighed. I know how to pick 'em. Definitely wasn't because he didn't like what he saw, he said. You're super hot.
Oh, Taylor. A little spooky being alone in an Uber.
Yeah. Should I be creeped out or flattered? Thanks, I said with a smile. I thought he'd leave it at that. Dude sounds like a total idiot, he added. I don't know what guy wouldn't fall over at a chance to make a girl like you come. I squeezed my thighs. Damn it. Down, girl. I scoffed. He didn't feel the need to since he got what he wanted. Making girls come is awesome, he said. Like, yeah, obviously we want to get off, but that's only half the fun. I shifted in my seat. My lace panties were damp, sticking to my pussy lips and stiff clit.
Whoa, down, girl.
I mean, definitely awesome for us, I mumbled. Bet you're probably real uncomfortable right now, he said. Aching. Clit's probably throbbing.
Taylor.
Pipe down.
I would jump out of this moving vehicle.
It's not even moving, so like just walk out.
That's true. I'd be like, all right, thank you. I'm glad you feel that way. Bye.
He held my gaze to the mirror and winked. Just a guess. I tried to be subtle in my fidgeting and wiggling, but he knew what was happening. He knew. The traffic is the worst I've seen in a while, he said with a sigh. Probably not going anywhere quickly. I swallowed and just nodded. My pussy kept clenching and only making my problems worse. You can go ahead and get yourself off if you can't wait. My mouth fell open, but no words formed. Or, he continued, I can help you if you want.
Wow.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
My body stiffened when I felt his hand on my shin, calloused, warm. My eyes darted from his hand to the mirror to meet his eyes. Is this okay? Yes. His fingers stroked my leg in long, slow pets. Do you want me to help you? So badly, but here, now? His hand crept higher. He was half turned in his seat in order to skate his hand upward to my thigh. I mean, his windows were tinted, and we were still not moving anywhere. Please, I whimpered. Move in the center, he ordered softly. Spread your legs. One hand shifted the car into park. The other adjusted the mirror to give him a full view. By the time he was done, I had hiked my dress up and pushed my panties to the side. Yeah, that guy's a certifiable moron, he said. Look at that fucking pussy. His fingers were caressing my inner thigh. Are you sure about this? Yes, he growled. You have no idea how badly I want to do this. I sucked in a sharp breath when his fingers finally swept over my slit. After the fifth featherlight stroke, I whined. Please, I begged. You know how desperate I am. He chuckled darkly. I know. Don't worry. I'll get you off, he said. But I'm gonna take my time with this pretty little cunt. I cried out when he flicked my clit. I was right, he said with an airy laugh. Poor little clit is swollen and aching.
Ew.
Yes, I moaned. Now would you please? He sunk two fingers into me and swore almost as loudly as I did. He started pumping. I gripped the seat, eyes rolling back. He was still facing forward, using the mirror to watch what he was doing. Poor baby, so desperate to come, he grunted. You've waited so long. I whimpered, shoving my hips into his hands. Then he unbuckled and twisted in his seat. Wanna make you come so hard you see stars, he said. He shoved his fingers back in and went for my clit with the other hand. I clung to the headrest, bucking into him. Now that he was fully turned, he could fuck me with force. I was so close, just a little more. You're gonna come for me, aren't you? He asked. Finally gonna get some relief? Yes. He gave me more, deeper, faster, just a few more seconds. I screamed way too loud for a closed space as I came, but I didn't care, couldn't care. There we go, baby. Let it out, he said. Come all over my hand. He slipped his hands out of me once my orgasm had run its course. Taylor licked his soaked fingers as I came back to earth, grinning like the devil. I glanced up at the traffic, slowly beginning to move, but moving. I still hadn't caught my breath when I looked up and said, can you pull over? His face fell. Oh, do you want to get out? Did I? No, not that, I cut in. I just really need to fuck you. You got what you wanted. Go home, girl.
Yeah, you got off. But I mean, she wants some more.
Yeah, maybe he's a hot-ass Uber driver.
Yeah, maybe he's super hot. Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
He does. He made her come from the driver's seat. So love that.
Yeah.
He took the next exit like a man on a mission. I climbed over the console the second we stopped in an unlit, vacant parking lot. He leaned the seat back and I reached for his belt. I meant it, that I did it for me, he said, undoing his pants. Didn't expect anything in return. So kind of you, truly, but this is more for my sake, I said, handing him a condom. Please, just let me sit on your dick. Love that she's being safe.
Yep, there's the condom use. Thank you.
He groaned. Not gonna argue with that. As soon as it was on, I sank all the way down, every delicious inch. Oh, holy shit, he groaned. Fuck. I started riding him fast as I could in the confined space. We were both moaning, wild and desperate. His hand grabbed my ass, pulling me down harder. It was frantic, hot, raw. I vaguely heard the horn go off a few times, but really, I couldn't think about anything but coming. Fuck, you're gonna make me come, he gritted out. I moved faster, rewarded by a slap to my ass. Need you to come again, he said. Let me feel you come on my cock. I was about to tell him that I was so damn close, but he leaned up to capture my lips before I could, and I think his tongue slipping past my lips is what did me in. My orgasm hit a few seconds after I felt him start to come. He eased me down onto his chest after, my pussy fluttering around his softening cock, my thighs still trembling. 5 stars, I panted. 5 stars for sure. Yeah, you think? I nodded against his shoulder. Even if I break the sacred laws of rideshare drivers and ask my fare if I can see her again, I just smiled as he tilted my face and snuck another kiss. 6 stars in that case. The end. Aw, they're in love.
Oh, that one was a cutesy one. I liked it.
Yeah. She like fucks her Uber driver and we're like, oh my God, sweet.
Listen, it was strangers to lovers. We love that.
Yeah.
And this next one comes from Subwife Life. And the title is Submissive Housewife. And the tags are Female 30, New to Reddit, Subdom, Degradation, Humiliation, BDSM. Hi Reddit, I recently decided to join so I could share in my interests and get new ideas. I'm a 30-year-old housewife with a massive breeding, BDSM, Degradation, and Humiliation kinks. I guess I'll introduce myself with my favorite fantasy to touch myself to after my husband goes to work. It'll be exciting to get it out as my husband doesn't know the extent of my desire to be put down and used by him. Let me know if you're into something similar. It would be nice to not feel like such a weirdo.
Oh. Okay, girl. A real life fantasy.
So just about every morning, I send my husband off to work with a little message that always ends with a hand job. He loves hand jobs for some reason. I really take my time and enjoy myself. We both get so much pleasure from this little morning ritual. He'll finish on his stomach and I'll lick it up and gently kiss him all over his stomach and chest. By this time, he'll have to get dressed and off to work. I'll kiss him goodbye and have about an hour and a half before the kids get up. My mind always wanders to the taste of his cum and how rock hard his cock was in my hands while I sip my coffee in bed. Before you know it, I get so worked up, I reach for some toys and lock my door. My mind drifts off to the same fantasy every time.
What a morning ritual.
Yeah, what a lucky husband. Sending him off with a handy.
Yeah, I'd still be sleeping.
Yeah.
You still got an hour and a half, girl.
Yeah, get your sleep. Their marriage is alive.
Yeah, I love that.
He tells me he's on his way home and to be ready. I strip down to my bra and thong and wait at the door on my knees. He walks in and grabs my ponytail, pressing my face against his already rock-hard erection in his pants, and I drop lower to the ground after he loosens his grip. I'm met with his dirty work boots that I carefully take off for him. I can hear him taking off his belt, my favorite part. I turn around and stick my ass in the air. I know what to do. I'm his good little fuck toy. He cracks the belt against my skin a couple of times before I feel him roughly pull my panties to the side and roughly inserting his fingers, laughing at me for being so wet from this mistreatment. The embarrassment makes my clit throb. I silently pray he'll just touch my clit for a second. It's so swollen and throbbing, I bet it could come from one single touch. But he won't. I exist to serve him. He grabs my ponytail again and yanks, prompting me to get up on my knees. My face flushes with excitement and intimidation as I know what's coming next. He smacks me across the face and backs me up against the wall, still on my knees. I feel the cold wall against my back and prepare myself. I open my mouth and stick out my tongue. I look up at him and we lock eyes. I'm so in love with him. I'd do anything to please him. He takes my chin in his hand and slowly works his bulging cock into my mouth until I drool enough to lube him up. Then he thrusts down my throat violently. I have nowhere to go. My head is pressed against the wall as my loving husband uses my throat as a fuck sleeve. Loving.
Oh my goodness. A fuck sleeve?
Hot. I'm having trouble catching my breath as he laughs every time I gag and just holds his cock in place down my throat, watching me struggle to breathe, tears pouring down my cheeks from trying not to gag. I can feel his balls twitching on my chin, his grip on me tighten, and his face twists up as I try to take a breath through my nose before he fills my throat and I'm
drowning on his cum. Once he's satisfied, he slowly, very slowly, pulls out his still hard cock as to extend my suffering. I drop to the floor and gasp, wondering if he's done with me. He calls me a slut and walks over to the couch after pulling up his boxers. I run to get him a beer, my breasts falling out of my bra and my thong still pulled to the side. I hurry back to him. He's stroking himself through his boxers. I get down on my knees and hand him his beer. He lays back against the couch and sips his beer, pulling his still fully hard cock out of his cum-stained boxers.
Ew.
All right. He snaps at me and points. I eagerly take off my soaking panties and straddle him. He spits in my face as I lower myself onto him. I'm so wet, he slides in so smoothly. Goosebumps cover my bare thighs as I feel him stretch me. I bounce up and down as he drinks his beer and takes phone calls. I'm in absolute bliss after waiting for this. I can feel the pressure building up as my clit grinds against him and the head of his cock hits my G-spot over and over. I start to whimper. He shushes me, trying to talk to his boss. I let out another light moan and get my panties stuffed down my throat for it.
Wow.
I'm afraid of your husband.
Yeah, he's scaring me a little bit. The taste of my own pussy and the humiliation brings me to orgasm immediately. My legs shake and I look down to see the mess I've made on him, still fully inside me. He ends his call and commands me back on my knees. I happily lower myself to my master. He tells me to clean him up. I look at his now half-hard cock glistening with my pussy juice, as well as his balls and thighs. I lick every inch of it up and feel him starting to get hard again under my cheek. I realize he isn't finished. He sternly commands me to bend over the coffee table. In a single second, I feel him spread my ass open and spit directly on my asshole. It feels amazing. I can hardly enjoy it before I feel the burning of him roughly entering my poorly lubed ass.
Oh, no. Girl, how's this fun?
You're gonna get a fissure.
Yeah, oh my god. He grunts and thrusts my hips painfully, pressed against the wood table, my breasts jiggling off the other side in front of our open curtains. I brace myself and take every wave of pain, slowly breaking into pleasure, with each grunt reminding me what a good girl I'm being, serving my hungry husband. He quickly pulls out before he comes, only to empty his balls inside my pussy with the last couple of thrusts, reminding me as he wipes his cock off on my leg that I exist for him and will stay pregnant with this child as long as he sees fit. I collapse to the floor, my body giving in to the painful, pleasurable convulsions of just being used by my husband. I gather myself and go throw on my dress as it's time to make dinner, and his mother will be here soon. I sit down with my family, my mother-in-law complimenting my food. I smile and nod, trying to break myself from the pleasurable thought of my husband's cum inside me, taking over my body and forcing me to bear another one of his children. I love my life. I love belonging to my husband.
There's a lot to unpack here.
There is a lot. Now that I've come to this fantasy, I put my toys away, pull up my underwear, and finish my coffee. I text my husband that I love him and can't wait to see him after work. I walk downstairs to make breakfast, legs wobbling. I have so many more fantasies floating around in my brain, some way more taboo than others, but this is my current favorite. Thanks for reading.
Oh, woof, girl.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
What a story.
Yeah, I prefer your like real life handjob husband to your
fantasy husband.
Yeah, he sounds scary as fuck.
He does sound scary. But if that's what you want, girl, do it.
Yeah, your fantasy, your rules.
Yeah.
All right, well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Come over to Patreon so you can hear us every week.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.